Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. More Canadians are now eligible for the Canadian Emergency Response Benefit. Criteria for the CERB is being loosened so Canadians who earn less than $1,000 per month can apply. The Prime Minister made the announcement Wednesday.
Maybe you're a volunteer firefighter, or a contractor who can pick up some shifts, or you have a part-time job in a grocery store. Even if you're still working, or if you want to start working again, you probably need help in making ends meet. So if you earn $1,000 or less a month, you'll now be able to apply for the CERB.
The new criteria should help seasonal workers, students, and contract and part-time employees. Canadians whose employment insurance has run out since January 1st can also apply for the CERB. The CERB was launched in March as part of the government's Emergency Economic Plan. It provides up to $2,000 per month for up to 4 months for workers who are impacted by COVID-19. To date, millions have received the CERB since the application portal opened last week. Essential workers may also be receiving a wage boost from the federal government. Pay may be increased for workers earning less than $2,500 a month, the Prime Minister said Wednesday. These workers are providing essential services during the pandemic in long-term care homes and hospitals across the country. The premiers are set to discuss the wage increase Thursday. On the medical front, Canada has made more progress on domestic testing. New Brunswick company Lumenultra has increased its production and can now meet the weekly demand for COVID-19 testing chemicals in all provinces. The Prime Minister made the announcement Wednesday. Quebec has made a second request for armed forces pandemic support in isolated communities. Earlier this month, the Canadian Rangers were deployed to Nunavik in the northern part of the province. The Rangers will move to provide support in areas in the lower North Shore. Statistics Canada reported on Wednesday that the Canadian economy shrank by about 9% in March, a record high. The agency's estimate marks the largest monthly decline in GDP since it began collecting data in 1961. According to Stats Canada, the industries most affected by this economic downturn are travel and tourism, including personal transportation, restaurants, and accommodation. Sharp declines were also seen in personal services, retail, entertainment, sporting events, and film sectors. Later on Wednesday, the Bank of Canada announced that it is maintaining its key rate at 0.25%, which it considers to be its floor value. Since the beginning of March, the country's central bank has lowered its key rate 3 times. It has been at 0.25% since March 27th, but it was at 1.75% at the beginning of the month. The Bank of Canada also announced that it will continue to purchase at least $5 billion of Government of Canada securities to keep the bond market working. A new provincial bond purchase program of up to $50 billion will also be launched in the coming weeks, as well as a $10 billion corporate bond purchase program. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer is calling for more government accountability during COVID-19. On Wednesday, Scheer raised questions on the country's initial preparedness and the development of testing and medication now. The Conservative leader is calling on the government to hold more regular sittings of Parliament. Scheer said that in-person sittings are an essential part of the democratic process because opposition parties can debate and discuss legislation. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer.
Let me be clear, this is not about partisanship. This is about getting the best possible results for Canadians. We've already seen this before. When opposition parties provide that rigorous scrutiny, when we engage in those debates, when we ask the tough questions on behalf of our constituents, we get better results for Canadians. That requires those debates, discussions, and regular opportunities in the House of Commons to question the Prime Minister, other ministers, and key officials.
MPs were scheduled to return to the House of Commons next week. Due to COVID-19 concerns, the Liberal government has proposed virtual sittings, but they could take weeks to organize. As of noon on April 15th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 27,557 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 954 deaths. Over 462,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was the response for April 15th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The responses sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.